local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Hour number two of Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you for the next 48 minutes, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today, which all of a sudden has turned into a pretty busy Wednesday here in the Panhandle on this January 10th, 2024. We'll get traffic and weather together in just a few minutes from now. We will start, as we always do, with our top three stories today. And we start in Washington, where chaos in the House today as Hunter Biden made a surprise appearance at his contempt of Congress hearing.
First of all, my first question is, who bribed Hunter Biden to be here today? You are the epitome of white privilege, coming into the Oversight Committee, spitting in our face, ignoring a congressional subpoena to be deposed.
I think that was Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, but after sitting for just a few minutes, the president's son stormed out of the hearing. Hunter did not answer questions as he left, accompanied by his legal team, and the House Judiciary Committee did vote along party lines to send a resolution and report recommending that Hunter Biden be held in contempt in a full House vote. Also today, the first impeachment hearing against Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas is now underway.
We don't deserve to have our communities flooded with illegal drugs that were smuggled across an unsecure border.
Republicans slamming the secretary's handling of the southern border as the number of migrants crossing hits record levels. Another hearing is possible next week, and a full House vote could come either later this month or in early February. And British and American warships in the Red Sea repelling what they say is the largest attack to date by Houthi rebels. The vessels are in the area, of course, to help protect shipping that's come under attack since Israeli military action started in Gaza. Those are our top three stories today. 5:15, our first check this hour of the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Whew, okay, gonna get a deep breath.
Oh, is this gonna be one of those?
Oh yeah, I mean it's one of those where my vision's going blurry and I'm trying not to collapse after I'm done.
Okay.
All right, so we've got an accident report on Softly Field Road right alongside the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, not causing much, if any, congestion at this time, but we will keep an eye on it. Where you are going to experience some congestion is if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway. Traveling northbound, that is. And Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, that still has a lot of congestion, though it has appeared to die down. West 9 Mile Road itself, however, has congestion in a couple of areas. If you are traveling westbound around where Mobile Highway merges with 9 Mile, we've still got some backups in that area. And if you keep traveling if you keep traveling there, you're going to see some congestion coming from the west. It's going to be traveling eastbound where those two roads split up. We've still got some more backups in that area, but as we get to that point, we're getting further and further. That's actually towards the Seminole area. So hopefully the majority of you will not be around there. But from there, we do have some issues on North Davis Highway. If you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, or if you're traveling southbound towards the intersection with Olive Road, we've got some minor spurts of backups there. If you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, we've got a bit more. The intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street got congestion in that area. If you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Burgess Road, we've got congestion developing there. And of course, we've got some, you know, downtown as well, East Garden Street, that area there. Outside of Pensacola, we still have an accident report. If you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards East Spencer Field Road, that intersection, still a lot of congestion in that area from the accident from earlier. And lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, you are going to be backed up severely.
I have a favor to ask. If there is somebody listening to the sound of my voice that is on I-10, anywhere on I-10 between 9 Mile Road and Bucky's.
Yeah.
Can you let us know
the road closure?
If I-10 eastbound is actually closed or not?
Yeah, it doesn't look like
because
it's causing much.
I'm looking at just from that stretch, I see all of these like red stop signs indicating a road closure, and I see heavy slowdowns east of the Buc-ee's exit.
Yep.
And then there are a few scattered ones all the way to 9 Mile. That's odd.
Yeah, I touched on that our first couple of traffic updates last hour, and then I just kind of stopped talking about it because I'm like, that is a very long road closure
closed until 10 p.m. I don't know if that's one lane. I mean, I can't imagine both lanes of I-10 would be closed eastbound. But yeah, so if you are listening and you are somewhere between 9 Mile and Buc-ee's on I-10, east or westbound, I care not, and you can see, please let me know
what's going on.
So we can get some, whatever the up-to-date information is. 850-437-1620 is the text line. 850-262-6111 is the traffic line. Let's get the weather out of the way, too.
Tonight, the weather will be all clear, and overnight lows will mainly be between 40 and 45 degrees, some inland areas down in the 30s. Clouds move back in during the day on Thursday. Highs will be in the 60s, so a little bit warmer. And then on Friday, we've got another weather maker headed our way. Windy weather Friday with a chance that some storms may be strong. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 53 degrees right now, 44 overnight tonight with partly cloudy skies. A couple of big local headlines here. This one coming in within the last 20 minutes or so. An Escambia County jury today finding a second suspect guilty in the deadly 2021 shooting of local football star Ladarius Clardy. That's 22-year-old Amos Snowden. He's convicted of first-degree premeditated murder. He'll serve a mandatory sentence of life in prison. His brother, DeQuavion Snowden, was convicted last July and is also serving life in prison. Also today, the search is continuing for a missing Pensacola woman, Kayla Atwood, who is a mother of four. PPD, along with family, friends, and volunteers, have been involved in the search efforts here. And pretty unusual, weird circumstances regarding why and how she disappeared. The family says she may be in danger. She dropped her kids off at daycare and never returned to pick them up and hasn't been seen since.
This is highly unusual. She would not, again... And I say this again, she would not just leave her children. She has a very strong family connection. She has a sister. She has a mother that will help her. She has me.
So as we said, a lot of volunteer groups, Pensacola Police, of course, involved in this search. And they're asking anybody with information to give Pensacola Police a call. 520 right now. Take a break. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As Christians, we make much of Jesus' efficacious death through crucifixion, and we make much of his resurrection from the grave, and we should. However, a major moment in the life of Christ that's often overlooked is his ascension. After all, Christ's ascension is his coronation, his exaltation, his enthronement. It signifies mission accomplished and job well done. At his ascension, Jesus is once again seated at the right hand of God the Father, and his enemies become his footstool. On the day that Jesus ascended, two promises were made. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would come, and indeed he did, powerfully, in Acts chapter 2. Secondly, one of the angels promised that Jesus would return in the same way that he was received up into heaven. The ascension is important because it is a reminder that Jesus is coming again, and as Christians, we say with John the Revelator, "Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly."
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon. The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $10 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. W-2s and 1099s are being sent out, and scammers are posing as both employees and employers to collect Social Security and bank account information. Be wary of requests asking to change address or bank information through email alone. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of their delicious southern sides. Backed by popular demand, every Thursday is Shrimp-tastic Thursday, featuring $5 off their popcorn shrimp dinner or all-you-can-eat popcorn shrimp dinner. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where southern and seafood meet.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Everyone's a winner, baby, that's the truth.
It's the truth.
Making it for you is such a thrill. Everyone's a winner, baby, that's no lie.
That's no lie.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 525 here. We will get another, we'll see how quick it is, check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Patriotic Paving. Are your customers dodging potholes or even worse, avoiding your business? Let Patriotic Paving and Maintenance help your better business. PatrioticPavingLLC.com. So, looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, been a lot to report on. We've got some issues at the intersection of Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway. That is if you're traveling both north and southbound towards North Blue Angel there. So, look out for that. Also, Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile, we still have some issues there, as we so often see. If you are traveling west on 9 Mile Road near where it merges with Mobile Highway, and then if you're traveling even further towards Seminole, there's congestion going both ways in those areas there, so look out for that. The intersection of North Palafox Street and East Burgess Road giving us some trouble. Same can be said about Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. North Davis Highway traveling northbound just past Creighton Road. All of these areas have congestion at the at this time, at least until further notice. Outside of that, however, I'm very happy to report finally some positivity on the roads here. If you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street in Pace towards East Spencer Field Road, there was an accident there that was causing a lot of issues. The congestion is still there, but it has died down greatly. That just leaves Caroline Street traveling westbound towards downtown Milton. If you're coming over Blackwater River, we still have a lot of issues in that area at this time.
All right, and I am looking at the live video here, I-10 eastbound at the Welcome Center. I am seeing traffic come through. So, yeah, I'm not I don't know. I don't know if it's actually close or not. I mean, I am. Maybe I need to go further back. I'm not sure because I mean there are cars coming past the Welcome Center on eastbound I-10. So,
yeah, I don't know what that's about, and that's why I haven't been touching on it. I don't want to tell anybody wrong.
Yeah. But, all right, well, here's the weather forecast. I'll keep
tonight, the weather
in.
Will be all clear, and overnight lows will mainly be between 40 and 45 degrees, some inland areas down in the 30s. Clouds move back in during the day on Thursday. Highs will be in the 60s, so a little bit warmer. And then on Friday, we've got another weather maker headed our way. Windy weather Friday with a chance that some storms may be strong. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now, it is 51 degrees, 44 overnight tonight with partly cloudy skies. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, lawmakers advancing a string of bills as day two of the legislative session continues. Two separate proposals that passed Senate committees would raise awareness of the dangers of leaving children in unattended cars and would allow residents to kill bears on their property without permits.
And the Florida Senate is also taking up the discussion of public school deregulation.
With Learn Local, we do not lose one inch of accountability measures instituted over the last 30 years.
President Kathleen Passidomo says that the three Learn Local bills do not skimp on accountability and help parents make the best decisions for their kids.
Miami commissioner back in the headlines as U.S. Marshals are ordered by a federal court to seize more than $60 million in assets from Commissioner Joe Carollo. The move issued yesterday comes after a court asked the city in November to garnish Carollo's wages. The lawmaker was accused of violating the First Amendment by destroying two businesses in political retaliation.
And Governor Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley are debating tonight in Iowa. That's going to be on CNN at 8 p.m. with the Iowa caucuses happening on Monday. Trump is skipping the debate, of course, and he is instead having his own town hall meeting on Fox News.
All right. Coming up here after the Fox News break, we'll get a look at our national headlines. A quick recap, if you're just joining us, of our top three stories today. Hunter Biden making a surprise appearance at his contempt of Congress hearing. After sitting for a few minutes, the president's son stormed out of the hearing just as Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was about to speak. Hunter did not answer questions as he left with his legal team. Meanwhile, Republicans holding the first impeachment hearing against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas today. And British and American warships in the Red Sea repelled what they say is the largest attack to date by Houthi rebels. Here locally, big story is a guilty verdict found for Amos Snowden. He and his brother, DeQuavion Snowden, both found guilty, sentenced to life in prison for the shooting death of Ladarius Clardy back in 2021. So that guilty verdict coming down today for Amos Snowden. And Alabama looking for a new head coach as Nick Saban retiring today. 5:30, Fox News Update is coming up.
Fox News alert, I'm John Saucier. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie making the announcement in New Hampshire that he is suspending his presidential campaign.
I would rather lose by telling the truth than lie in order to win.
Christie already considered a long shot for the nomination in a race dominated by former President Donald Trump. Recent weeks had faced calls for fellow Republicans and voters to end his bid to give rival Nikki Haley a boost as she tries to close the gap with Trump. Lawmakers still working to finalize budget appropriation bills for 2024 following a winter recess. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on the months-long process saying it shouldn't be like that.
This kicking the can down the road is not the way that Congress should be operating.
The press secretary warning that a partial shutdown may be days away. Customs and Border Protection says encounters at the southern border reached over 300,000 in December. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. With investors awaiting Thursday morning data on consumer inflation, stocks notched modest gains today. The Dow Jones Industrials recouped 170 points, the S&P 500 added 27, and the NASDAQ Composite tacked on 112. Its business provides a degree of information about consumer attitudes and spending, and today, MasterCard's valuation topped the $400 billion level for the first time. It's the 15th largest public company in the U.S. The credit card giant stock rose 1.3% today, and despite economic headwinds, it has risen more than 13% over the past year. Another Girl Scout cookie season is here. Between now and late March, you'll see tables or booths set up when you're out shopping, perhaps, or might be asked by friends who have Girl Scouts in the family to consider buying some of those Thin Mints, Do-Si-Dos, Lemon Ups, Tagalongs, etc. to help the cause. Proceeds benefit local Girl Scout councils and troops. Oh, there is a price increase this year. Boxes now cost $6, up a buck from last year. That's your money now.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Paid after portrayal.
Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. In 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected.
Ethos fast and easy online term life insurance, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. C.J. Stroud has been sensational this season. The Texans have found their franchise QB, are in the playoffs, and Stroud will win Rookie of the Year. With all that being said, let's also appreciate the greatness of Rams rookie wide receiver Puka Nacua, who set an NFL record for receptions and receiving yards. Probably any other year Nacua would be the Offensive Rookie of the Year, but it just once again shows how impactful Stroud has been. I'm Zach Gelb.
Oh no, your little one has caught a cold and has a cough. Help them feel better fast with DayQuil Kids from Vicks. It's specifically formulated just for kids, and it helps treat their most bothersome cold symptoms. It's also available in two delicious flavors, honey and berry. DayQuil Kids is the daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids medicine. Pick it up at your local pharmacy or any major retailer today. For kids 6 and up, use as directed.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Extend the life of your engine with regular oil changes and save at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for just $31.99. Or upgrade to a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. We have all the supplies you need for your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Forever.
listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Joe in Austin with you, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Right before we get to traffic, learning more here about the deal on I-10. Had a caller just a couple minutes ago saying, you know, hey, I normally would go eastbound on I-10 every day, or I'm sorry, 9 mile every day, and he's telling me that there's so many trucks and just all sorts of cars that are on 9 mile heading eastbound, so they are diverting traffic at the Bucky's exit there. So heavy slowdowns there as people are getting off, and pretty much I-10 eastbound is closed all the way almost to 9 mile. The reason is, just looking at WKRG, earlier this afternoon, actually both east and westbound lanes were closed after a single car accident involving a pedestrian. That happened at around 2:30 this afternoon. So westbound lanes are back open, eastbound lanes are still closed. So that is the reason why. So that is obviously impacting a lot of people here this afternoon and evening. So that's what we know right now. Austin, go ahead.
All right. Well, I appreciate you for taking that one off my hands, because there's already a lot to get to. So I'm glad you took care of that. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Patriotic. Nope, that's the wrong one. Excuse me. Where I'm just all over the place. My goodness, how long have I been doing this? This traffic and weather update is brought to you by New South Windows. This Saturday only, New South sale event from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Receive 40% off windows and doors. Bring in your measurements before noon for an additional 5% off. That is New South Windows. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, on top of what Joe just mentioned regarding that extensive road closure on I-10 East, West 9 Mile Road, if you are traveling westbound towards where it merges with Mobile Highway. Excuse me, this is traveling eastbound where it splits with 9 Mile and Mobile Highway. We still got a lot of congestion in that area, so we're going to need to look out for that.
And that's going all the way back through Seminole, upwards to where is this here? Baldwin Express. Yeah. So
yeah, it's pretty extensive. And then if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, we got a little bit of congestion there. Pine Forest Road still giving us a lot of trouble if you are traveling northbound from I-10 towards West 9 Mile Road, or southbound from West 9 Mile Road towards I-10. In that area there, just going both north and south, it is looking pretty rough at this time. A little bit of congestion at the intersection of North Palafox Street and East Burgess Road. North Davis Highway traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, still giving us some issues as well. Beyond that, there's not a ton going on in Pensacola itself. Gulf Breeze Parkway, for the most part, is looking fine. All of the congestion we were dealing with on Caroline Street at the intersection with East Spencer Field Road from a previous traffic incident has cleared up. However, we are still dealing with some issues on Caroline Street. If you're traveling westbound, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we still have a lot of the typical traffic there.
Tonight, the weather will be all clear, and overnight lows will mainly be between 40 and 45 degrees, some inland areas down in the 30s. Clouds move back in during the day on Thursday. Highs will be in the 60s, so a little bit warmer. And then on Friday, we've got another weather maker headed our way. Windy weather Friday with a chance that some storms may be strong. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. And just a reminder, obviously, we appreciate the text and the calls here, keeping us up to date and what you see out there, and so we can pass it along. 850-437-1620 is the traffic text line. Traffic line 850-262-6111. Quick rundown of some national headlines today. The strong storms that were certainly felt earlier yesterday and for much of the day across the southeast, 4 deaths involved in the storms are being blamed for those. In Alabama, 2 people died because of the powerful wind. A man in Birmingham was crushed to death by a falling tree. Also, an 81-year-old woman in southern Alabama, her mobile home was lifted off its foundation. One other person died in North Carolina and a person died in Georgia as well.
My goodness. TSA says a record number of firearms were found at airport security checkpoints in 2023. The agency says more than 6,700 guns were found by TSA officers, and about 93% of the weapons were loaded. Officers discovered the most firearms at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, and Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport.
Chris Christie is out of the GOP race. Not surprising.
Nah. I didn't even know he was in it, to be honest. Like, still... I'm not even trying to be funny.
Well, you know, we called this because they were, him and Ramaswamy were just on the edge of being able to qualify for the last debate. Mm-hmm. And then we, maybe a day or two later, learned what the qualifications were going to be to get into the debate that's tonight on CNN in Iowa. And we were like, right away, it's like, well, I mean, Ramaswamy and Christie are going to be out because they just don't have the polling numbers, because I think it was like at least 10%, which was the qualification there. So tonight it's just DeSantis and Nikki Haley. So Chris Christie is out of the race. Ramaswamy still, you know, he's still running around doing the dinners and all that, but you know,
it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, let's be done with it and move on.
Yeah.
My turn or yours? Yeah, your turn.
Yeah. Mortgage applications are soaring in the beginning of 2024. That could signal that lower rates are bringing potential home buyers into the market. The news comes after a bad year for home affordability. Dropping mortgage rates could help that, despite prices remaining high.
In California, rescue efforts are continuing near Lake Tahoe after an avalanche was triggered on a famous expert ski run.
A lot of blowing snow, whiteout conditions. So it's definitely rough. The parking lot is pretty much empty. There's not many people around.
And this was around 9:30 this morning, a local time. Unclear at this point if there are any injuries, and the resort is now totally closed.
And anti-Semitism is skyrocketing in the U.S. since the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. Brad Segal has more.
That's according to the Anti-Defamation League, which tracked more than 3,200 anti-Semitic incidents since the attack up until January 7th. Over 1,300 incidents are described as rallies that involve anti-Semitic or anti-Zionist rhetoric. Another 553 incidents involve vandalism, and 60 were physical assaults. More than 600 situations involve Jewish institutions like synagogues and community centers. I'm Brad Segal.
Come on, people. Got to be better than that.
Yeah, 5:44 here really quickly before another check of the roads and weathers. That's going to dominate plenty of time. Just a quick rundown here. If you did not hear the news yet, another big piece of news, certainly affecting a lot of people in our area, a lot of Alabama fans, of course, mourning in this afternoon as Nick Saban is out. No, he didn't get fired. He's retiring at the age of 72. Which means, hey, look, I mean, if he wants it, I mean, he's got a full political career ahead of him, if that's what he wants.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, I mean, Dan Shugart on WEAR, he gave a pretty touching farewell to Nick Saban. It was pretty moving, but I got to tell
you. You did have a tear streaming down your face. I did see that.
Yes, I did. Mascara was everywhere. But the thing is, I got to be real, I'm not going to miss Nick Saban. Like, just professionally, as far as his craft, I'm not going to miss him at all. It was just wow. I mean, he was great. So that's a compliment. It was a testament to how great the Tide were. But we can't have none of that. Also, Nick Saban, while he's out the door, so is Pete Carroll, legendary college and NFL head coach. Won both national titles at USC and a Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks. He's out as head coach. He will remain with the franchise as a, quote, advisor.
Interesting, yeah. 5:45, we'll get the weather out of the way and then let Austin expound on his traffic report.
Overnight, clear skies, low temps, mainly between 40 and 45. Some inland areas, a little cooler down in the 30s. We'll see a little more cloud cover on Thursday. It'll be warmer, too, with highs getting up in the mid-60s. Dry Thursday, but Friday, we've got a chance for showers and thunderstorms. Another system that might bring strong storms to the area. Either way, Friday will be windy. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Mm. All right.
And looking at the roads here, as Joe hinted at, a lot to report on, as there has been this evening. So we'll start with the I-10 closure.
Yeah.
If you're traveling I-10 eastbound towards 9 Mile Road, you're basically going to see that the eastbound lane is closed basically all the way back up to Bucky's, or at least near that.
Yeah, that's where people are getting off.
Yeah, they're getting off there. It's from an accident that you said involved a pedestrian earlier.
Yeah.
Yes. So apparently both east and west lanes were closed, but now it's just east, luckily. We'll see how much longer that lasts. It said until 10 p.m., correct?
I wouldn't trust that, but right. I mean, it could be that long.
Okay. Well, if you're traveling westbound on a 9 Mile Road where it, or Mobile Highway rather, where it splits into Mobile and 9 Mile Road, we've got some backups there at this time. We've had them for a while. Don't know what that's about, but it could be connected to this, I guess. Still backed up heavily. A splotchy congestion here and there that's going to have you inching basically closer and closer to Seminole, so it's looking pretty rough there still. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, still got a lot of congestion there, as we are so used to seeing, unfortunately. The intersection with North Palafox Street and East Burgess Road, that is still giving us some trouble at this time as well. Other than that, not a ton in Pensacola that's going to give you much trouble. Gulf Breeze Parkway between Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point looking good. And Caroline Street, we had an accident there near East Spencer Field Road, but that's looking fine over in Pace. The last thing you got to worry about is Caroline Street traveling westbound, trying to come over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton. That is still backed up somewhat at this time.
All right. Thank you very much. Moving on here, looking at some health, business, and science notes today. Hey, Girl Scout cookies on sale again.
Yeah.
Season got underway yesterday, and this year's cookies include the classics like Thin Mints, Samoa's, Do-Si-Dos, and S'mores. Starting on the 16th of February, customers will be able to get Girl Scout cookies shipped directly to your home by entering their zip code in the Girl Scout cookie finder. We're both simpletons when it comes to the Girl Scout cookies. Thin Mints for both of us. We love our Thin Mints. I'm a big trefoils guy, trefoils, however it's pronounced, but those are my go-to.
I don't even know what those are.
Those are the, how do I describe it?
I can look them up, actually.
Yeah, just do that. Well, that's a lot easier.
Well, while you like Thin Mints and those, I like Thin Mo's.
Thin Mo's.
But I like Thin Mints and S'mores is what I like.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, they're very different cookies, but they're good in their own ways. They're special. YouTube is looking to help out in medical emergencies. The streaming giant revealed Wednesday it's teamed up with multiple health organizations, including Mass General Brigham and the American Heart Association. The content includes videos regarding CPR, choking, and other urgent health matters.
Publix is expanding its footprint in the U.S. They opened their first store in Kentucky today. It marks the 8th state for the company, and the location's in Louisville, and it's the first out-of-state location to have Publix liquors attached to it as well.
And speaking of alcohol, coming soon, mints that taste like Miller Lite. Hmm. The beer brand plans to start selling beer mints this Friday that are hailed as having the freshness of mint but the great taste of Miller Lite. The alcohol-free mints are being marketed for those taking part in Dry January, where people abstain from, or at least cut back on, alcohol for the month. The mints are $5 for a 10 of 40 and will be available at MillerLightBeerMints.com.
All right, and also McDonald's is bringing back a special burger after 4 years. The fast food chain is returning the double Big Mac to menu starting on January 24th. 4 beef patties instead of 2.
We're covering all the healthy topics today.
That's right.
Yeah,
very, very health conscious show. Here we are. 5:50. We'll take a quick break, getting some pop culture notes, wacky stories, and good news when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI.
The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Alrighty.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we spent a considerable amount of time talking about Governor DeSantis' State of the State address and the Democratic response to it. Had a good conversation with Mayor Reeves about the future of the Baptist Hospital site. Also, some bills that have been filed in the Tallahassee legislature. Man, lots of bills got filed last week. Bills on election reform, bills on guns, bills on gender, bills on protecting kids from online pornography and social media. We talked about that in the middle of the 6 o'clock hour. You can find those segments and listen for yourself at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We're going to get a little bit early to this traffic and weather update here because there has been a lot to report on so far this evening. Starting with I-10 eastbound, we were seeing rather extensive road closures, basically from the exit where towards Bucky's, where people started, you know, getting off because of the closed east lane. But it was reaching all the way to basically 9 Mile Road. We do see what appears to look like the closures dying down greatly. There are still some notifications here, but it seems like it is opening up slowly but surely, so that's good. Beyond that, we just now mentioned 9 Mile Road. If you are traveling eastbound on Mobile Highway, where Mobile Highway and 9 Mile Road split, we still have some splotchy stretches of congestion there that's going to back you up a good ways. Pine Forest Road, we were dealing with a lot of issues if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. That congestion is still there, but it's not as severe as it has been previously today. Intersection of North Palafox Street and East Burgess Road, still looking somewhat dicey, nothing too severe though. Outside of that, Caroline Street, we were dealing with some issues traveling westbound if you're trying to come over the Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton over in Santa Rosa, but that does not appear to be much of a problem at this time.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our Channel 3 First Warning weather forecast.
Tonight, the weather will be all clear, and overnight lows will mainly be between 40 and 45 degrees, some inland areas down in the 30s. Clouds move back in during the day on Thursday. Highs will be in the 60s, so a little bit warmer. And then Friday, we've got another weather maker headed our way. Windy weather Friday with a chance that some storms may be strong. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Right now, 51 degrees, 44 overnight with clear skies, partly sunny tomorrow, and a warmer temperature high of 64. Taking a look at some wacky stories today, a 41-year-old guy in New Jersey named James Leonard has finally been caught after passing fake bills at convenience stores since last September. Apparently, he'd intentionally go during busy times, so the cashiers didn't have time to scrutinize the bills. Naturally, the bank wasn't fooled, but it takes a long time to actually pin it on one individual and then catch him in the act, but they did. Mm. The bills were specifically designed for movie sets, so they do look a lot like actual money. It wasn't like he was just passing out Monopoly money, but they do say for motion picture only in fairly large letters across the front. So, you know, if you're a convenience store worker, you're trying to get guys through and out of there, probably not going to catch that. But good work by the police and nabbing that criminal, alleged criminal.
Yes, and another new product from the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas is in the news. Now, we know how I feel about these. I'm pretty hit or miss. I think you're about
50% yay to nay.
Yeah, because what was it that I liked?
I liked the AI Flappy, the cat door,
and then the oven that cooks stuff as quick as the microwave.
You are not a fan of Alexa wiping your butt for you.
No, I was not. I was not a fan of that because I don't feel that's very thorough. And the TV thing about, oh, it looks clear,
that's
so
right.
It makes the room bigger.
Yep,
that
two
is,
for four.
That's what you call a scam. Well, this new one, it's workout pants that deliver electric shocks while you exercise. I'm not convinced so far. The brand is called WeStim, and the shocks are apparently so slight you don't even feel them. They've got a tiny bit of silver stitched in to take the static electricity from your own movement and deliver a microcurrent to your muscles. They claim it reduces fatigue by 6% and improves workout performance by up to 30%. Didn't see a price tag there. If these start getting marketed, I wonder how they would be.
I think I saw between $60 and $100.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, no, I'm out. I don't exercise enough as it is anyway. What makes you think I'm going to pay, on average, $80 to do it? No, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're about to hear a lady nose whistle, so prepare accordingly.
Okay.
A Toronto woman named Lulu Lotus broke the world record for the loudest nose whistle, 44.1 decibels, which, according to Guinness, is as loud as some bird calls. Now, what is, I think, even more impressive, because, I mean, the loudest, okay, but, like, can you do something impressive with it? Well, she can. She can even whistle songs with her nose, so we present to you Lulu Lotus. Just to be clear, that was nose whistling.
Yeah, that does
make
it impressive.
I did not know until today that was physically possible to do.
I don't know how you do it.
No idea.
You know what? Honestly, it may be because of something to do with like a septum. Like it may have to be like a certain trait or defect. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Some good news here real quickly. An Illinois truck driver recently had his cat escape and went missing at a truck stop in Nevada. Turned up 5 days later at a shelter 670 miles away in Wyoming. They think he must have hitched a ride with another truck driver. The shelter worked with volunteers and got the cat home in time for New Year's.
Yeah, I don't think he did that on foot.
Probably not.
That's cool. He got his cat back. Mm-hmm. And that'll make you emotional because you are, as we determined yesterday, you are a cat lady.
A cat person, I think. I'm all for inclusivity nowadays.
When it comes to your cats, yes.
Yes.
5:59, that'll do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. Back in 11 minutes, Pensacola right now.